Morning Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I definitely am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Hey.
I like how we peer pressured Steve there.
I did jump this time.
We forced him.
Yes.
It's not good to be left out.
No. Who wants that?
Let's get to our contestant. It's Tim from Auburn this fine blue Friday. Tim, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
And Tim, were you by any chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet?
No, I wasn't.
That's okay. Steve, he's ready to rock, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, our friend Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who manufactures the iPhone?
Apple.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Val Kilmer.
Yes. In which upper Midwestern state would you find the Porcupine Mountains?
Porcupine. North Dakota?
No.
Minnesota?
No.
Pass.
How many eagle species are found in the United States?
2.
Yes! Conjunctivitis is more commonly known as what?
Runny nose?
No.
Pass.
What MTV show hosted by Carson Daly counted down the top music videos of the day?
TRL.
Yes! Which planet has moons named Hippocamp and Proteus?
Mars?
No.
Uranus?
No.
Jupiter?
No. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
6, 7,
no.
8?
No, no. In which Spanish city does the running of the Bulls take place?
Spain?
I needed the city. You got four correct there, Tim.
Oh, 4. Great.
I love the enthusiasm. Crazier things have happened.
True.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Who manufactures the iPhone?
Apple.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Is that Val Kilmer?
It is. In which upper Midwestern state would you find the Porcupine Mountains?
Upper what?
Upper Midwestern.
I don't know. North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Illinois.
No. How many eagle species are found in the U.S.?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
Yes. Conjunctivitis is more commonly known as what?
Pink eye?
Yes. What MTV show hosted by Carson Daly counted down the top music videos?
TRL.
Yeah.
Total Request Live.
What planet has moons named Hippocamp and Proteus?
What planet?
Yes.
Mars.
No.
Would it be Uranus?
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No. According to the musical script, how old is Annie?
Annie is 10.
No.
9.
No.
8?
No. In which Spanish city does the running of the Bulls take place?
Oh, crap. Madrid.
No.
Portugal.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a win. 5-4.
Wow.
Sorry, Tim.
Oh, I lost my 1 again.
Not again.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
The Porcupine Mountains are located in Michigan. The planet with the moons named Hippocamp and Proteus is Neptune. According to the musical script, Annie is 11.
You 11. Just went
the wrong direction, Steve. And the running of the Bulls takes place in Pamplona.
Pamplona?
Would you ever do that?
Running of the Bulls?
Yeah.
I'd have to assess who else is running.
If you can beat them?
Yes. If I see there's some people that look a little bit slow, I'm very slow. So I have to make sure maybe that if there's like a couple people that don't have like a limb or two, then I'm in.
What if it was like Danny and me and you?
No. Why? Taryn's going to be the last
one. I'm definitely going to be the last.
I'm positive Taryn's faster than me.
Ooh. Should we do a race sometime?
This sounds like a little challenge.
I am the worst runner ever.
I don't know. My wife says I run like a penguin. Oh, my God. I want to see this.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
All right. One day, we'll have to go to a park.
We are going to humiliate ourselves.
Yes. We can't do it here in the building.
Why are we off on a Wednesday, a random Wednesday? Well, they all broke their knees.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is Bike MS Weekend, Rockaholics. Can I give a little shout out to some Rockaholics that donated big last night? Eric, Jesse, Tony, Jody, Shazita, Suzanne, Betty, Jenny, Nancy, Jess and Sal, Cora, Carol, Bradley, Eileen, Katie and Chris.
They all donated yesterday.
All donated last night.
So you are close to hitting your goal of the most money you've ever raised.
Ever raised.
For Bike MS.
And part of that means beating Dick.
Okay.
And he's still winning by a little bit, but I'm getting really close to beating Dick, and that is a tall order.
And Dick is a guy who has always beat you when it comes to fundraising.
Yes, he whooped me last year by all of $40, and this year I am determined to beat him.
So if everybody out there that's listening that has maybe a couple extra dollars in their pocket and want to help Taryn beat Dick, do so today.
Yeah, go to KISW.com and make a donation to support the National MS Society. Thank you, Rockaholics.
Let's beat Dick. Let's beat Dick.
Let's beat Dick.